While everyone in aviation has been watching the eVTOL race, the electric vertical takeoff and landing companies with the sleek renders and the promised air taxi networks, something else has been happening quietly in cargo operations. Not a new airframe, not novel propulsion, not a fresh sheet design that still needs decades of certification work to reach operations. The Cessna Caravan. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and Radio Hangar is where we break down what is actually happening in aviation technology versus what the press releases want you to think is happening. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. Let's start with the airframe itself. Because the choice is not arbitrary, the Cessna 208 has been in production since 1984. More than 2,500 have been built. It is arguably the most capable utility turboprop in general aviation. Bush operators use it in Alaska. FedEx feeder routes use it in the lower 48. Island-hopping cargo operators across the Pacific depend on it. Remote communities that cannot be served by road depend on it for food, medicine, and fuel. It is also, critically, already certified. The type certificate exists. The airworthiness data exists. 42 years of maintenance records exist. The engineering community understands this aircraft's failure modes in unusual depth. Engine out characteristics, icing behavior, crosswind handling limits, structural margins across the entire performance envelope. All of it is documented, tested, and understood by the FAA and by operators worldwide. That matters enormously when you're trying to introduce autonomous flight systems because the certification burden on your new technology drops dramatically when you start with a proven airframe rather than building a new one from scratch. This is the insight that two California-based companies independently landed on at almost the same time, and the fact that they both arrived at the same conclusion is worth sitting with for a moment. Reliable Robotics, founded in 2017 by engineers who built their careers in commercial aerospace and space launch programs, is working on exactly this problem. The concept is straightforward to describe, even if the execution is extraordinarily complex. You take a certified caravan, you retrofit it with redundant autonomous flight computers, satellite data links, remote operations infrastructure, and a flight control system capable of handling the entire mission profile from engine start to shutdown. You put a safety pilot in the right seat during the certification campaign, and you work through the regulatory process with the Federal Aviation Administration until you have the approvals to operate without anyone on board. X-Wing. Another Bay Area company has been doing essentially the same thing with the same airframe. Different software architecture, different investor base, same fundamental bet. The Caravan is the right proving ground for autonomous cargo flight in the United States. When two serious engineering teams independently converge on identical solutions, that is almost always a signal worth paying attention to. Here's what most people miss about this strategy, and it is the key to understanding why cargo autonomy is likely to arrive before passenger autonomy by a wider margin than most people expect. The regulatory path for autonomous cargo aircraft is meaningfully different from the path for passenger eVTOLs. Not simpler necessarily, but different in ways that matter at the operational level. When you're carrying passengers, the FAA applies the most stringent standards in the regulatory system. Every new passenger aircraft faces certification requirements built around the assumption that a failure could kill everyone on board. That is the right assumption. And the standards exist for good reason. When you add full autonomy on top of a novel design, you are stacking two layers of regulatory complexity that each require extensive demonstration data, simulation validation, and flight hours before the agency will move forward. When you are carrying cargo, the failure mode calculus changes. An unoccupied aircraft that has a problem does not kill passengers. It does not create the catastrophic outcome that drives the most conservative regulatory interpretations. The FAA still cares about third-party risk on the ground, and we will come back to that, but the baseline posture of the regulatory engagement is different. This is why cargo autonomy is likely to precede passenger autonomy by a significant margin. Not because the technology is fundamentally different, but because the regulatory environment is structured around who is at risk when something goes wrong. Reliable Robotics has been transparent about this logic in their public statements. The goal is to operate unmanned caravan cargo routes, accumulate hundreds of thousands of flight hours of operational data, and use that safety record to build the case for expanded operations. It is not unlike the way early instrument flying built the data foundation that eventually made instrument flight rules operations routine across commercial aviation. You prove the concept in the most controlled, least consequential environment you can find, and you expand from there. So what does the actual technology look like? Let's break this down. The flight control retrofit involves augmenting the existing systems with a more capable autonomous flight management computer. The Caravan's flight envelope is already well understood. The Pratt & Whitney Canada PT6 turbine is one of the most reliable power plants in all of aviation. Operators routinely see the PT6 reach its full time between overhaul limits without unscheduled removals. You are not asking the autonomous system to manage surprises that the airframe engineers did not anticipate. You are asking it to do what the human pilot does on a normal day, which is still a hard problem, but it is a bounded one. The harder challenge is perception and situational awareness. An autonomous aircraft needs to understand its environment dynamically. It needs to know its position with extraordinary precision across the entire route. It needs to detect and respond to traffic, weather, and ground obstacles in ways that a human pilot does through experience and pattern recognition built over thousands of hours. Reliable robotics addresses this with a combination of GPS, radar altimeter, ADS-B traffic awareness, onboard sensors, and continuous satellite data link connectivity. And critically, the system is not built around optical cameras the way many commercial drone systems are. The Caravan regularly operates in instrument meteorological conditions. If your autonomous system cannot handle clouds, low ceilings, and reduced visibility, you cannot operate Caravan cargo routes in Alaska or the Pacific Northwest in the winter. The autonomous flight system has to handle the same meteorological conditions the human pilot would fly through on a routine instrument departure. The communication architecture is the other key piece of the puzzle. An autonomous cargo aircraft is not truly unsupervised. There is a remote operations center monitoring the flight. There are operators with oversight who can intervene if the system encounters something outside its designed envelope. Think of it less like a completely independent drone and more like an unmanned aircraft with a very long control link and very sophisticated onboard automation handling the moment-to-moment flying. The human judgment does not disappear. It moves to a different physical location and operates on a longer time horizon. Reliable Robotics received a Part 135 Air Carrier Certificate from the FAA. That is the same regulatory category held by regional airlines and charter operators. The agency reviewed their operational procedures, their training programs for remote operations personnel, their maintenance standards, and determined that the operation meets the requirements for commercial air carrier approval. That is a meaningful milestone. It does not mean fully autonomous unmanned cargo routes are operating at scale tomorrow, but it means the company is building its regulatory foundation with FAA participation, not trying to work around the agency. Now, let's be honest about where the hard problems remain, because this is not a solved story. The first challenge is edge cases, and this is where every autonomous aviation program hits its limits. A routine Caravan cargo hop from Fairbanks to a remote airstrip in the Brooks Range is straightforward when everything goes normally. It becomes a fundamentally different problem when the runway is obscured by blowing snow. There is a moose on the threshold, and the satellite data link has a 15-second gap at the exact moment the autonomous system needs information to make a decision. The human pilot has contextual judgment built from years of flying in that specific environment. The ability to make a creative decision that was not in any training dataset, autonomous systems are genuinely excellent at handling well-defined situations. They are improving rapidly at handling scenarios that are novel but within a recognizable category. The long tail of unusual combined failure, high-stakes scenarios where multiple things go wrong simultaneously, is where the engineering remains very hard, and every company working in this space knows it. The second challenge is connectivity infrastructure. Remote operations depend on a reliable data link between the aircraft and the operations center. In the lower 48, satellite coverage, cellular networks, and VHF data links together give you multiple redundant options. In Alaska bush country or across Pacific Island routes at low altitude, that connectivity becomes more fragile. Starlink has genuinely changed this picture over the last couple of years. The low Earth orbit constellation now provides coverage over virtually the entire planet, including exactly the routes that autonomous cargo would serve first. That development is real good news for this business model. But data link reliability is still a system dependency that has to be engineered around carefully. With onboard autonomous decision-making capable of handling extended periods without ground contact. The third challenge is community acceptance, and it deserves to be taken seriously rather than dismissed as purely a public relations problem. The argument that unmanned cargo aircraft concentrate risk differently than manned aircraft is legitimate engineering policy. If an autonomous caravan has a flight control failure over a populated area, the consequences extend to people on the ground who had no involvement in the flight. This is a real consideration that the companies working in this space are aware of, and it is part of why the initial route development will focus on corridors where overflights of dense population centers can be minimized. Here is the counterargument, and it is a strong one. The use cases where autonomous cargo makes the most compelling safety argument are often routes where the alternative is not a human pilot flying instead. It is a community going without reliable air service, because there are not enough pilots willing to fly these routes under these conditions. Alaska is the defining example. Remote villages that depend on air cargo for food and medicine. A documented and worsening pilot shortage in bush operations. Routes that are dangerous enough in winter conditions that experienced pilots transition to other flying when they reach a certain point in their careers. If an autonomous system can serve those routes with a demonstrable safety record, the humanitarian and public safety argument becomes very strong very quickly. The economics point in the same direction. Pilot labor is the largest single operating cost for cargo operators on short to medium routes. Autonomous operations have the potential to restructure the cost base of thin route air freight in a way that makes service viable in markets where traditional operations cannot sustain profitability. The communities that benefit most from reliable air cargo are often the ones that are currently underserved precisely because the economics do not work with human crews. Looking at the broader competitive picture, Reliable Robotics and X-Wing are not the only organizations thinking about this space. Elroy Air is developing a hybrid electric autonomous vertical takeoff and landing cargo system, targeting medium-weight payloads. Amazon's Prime Air program continues building its own delivery infrastructure for the short-range last-mile segment. But for cargo in the 100 to 500-mile range, which is where the caravan has always dominated, the retrofitted certified airframe approach may be the fastest practical path to operational approval. Not because the technology is the most advanced in the industry, but because the regulatory foundation is the most accessible. There is a useful parallel in maritime shipping. The Yara Birkeland, an autonomous electric container ship, completed its first fully autonomous voyage in Norwegian waters a few years ago. The pattern there was identical. Start with well-understood vessel types, demonstrate reliability on controlled routes, accumulate operational data, and expand the envelope incrementally over time. Aviation's regulatory standards are stricter than maritime standards. But the progression looks similar, and the maritime precedent suggests that the aviation timeline is plausible, even if it is not fast. What the avionics industry is taking away from all of this matters beyond just cargo operations. The systems being developed for autonomous cargo aircraft are filtering into manned aviation as byproducts of the engineering work. Redundant flight computers with more sophisticated failure detection. Advanced sensor fusion architectures that integrate multiple information sources more intelligently. Better satellite data links designed for reliability in remote environments. Remote monitoring systems that give ground operators better situational awareness of airborne assets. The Garmin Autoland system that already exists in certified manned general aviation aircraft is a downstream expression of the same engineering philosophy. Autonomy is not arriving as a single moment where everything changes overnight. It is arriving incrementally, system by system, in the edge case handling capabilities that make flying safer for the pilots who are still in the cockpit. The Cessna 208 has been in production for 42 years. It has outlived multiple generations of competing designs. It survived the era of regional jets that were supposed to replace it on shorter routes. It may now outlive the pilot who typically flies it in certain cargo applications by becoming the testbed that proves autonomous commercial flight to a regulatory system that needed something familiar to trust before it could trust something new. That is a remarkable trajectory for an aircraft designed to haul freight and bush passengers before the first GPS satellite was ever launched. Sources for this segment include Aviation Week and Space Technology, the FAA's Beyond Visual Line of Sight, Aviation Rulemaking Committee reports, and public technical and regulatory documentation from Reliable Robotics and X-Wing. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Keep the scan going.